still waiting. Christmas came to Chililabombwe, a misdirected card, Scrooge and Frost delivered to the wrong continent. In the fan-cooled haven of the school reception, a bosomy secretary, head shaved of lice, spooned excretions from the playground's termite mound. A red-paced pile, African caviar posed in a napkin. Close by, her mother and I seemed uneasy. She slid one ebony-gloss shin over the other like a deaf cricket. She was lost for good words. Whatever she said, it would sound stupid, she knew, but she would say it anyway, fish-eyed, like the capenta threaded with small bones that she could afford on Fridays. It was that saint man, what was he called, Saint Claus, Santa Claus, you know, he's the one that goes down the chimneys. Chimneys? Every year, white-bearded and hot, he would visit the school, waving. His costume the same flame-tree hue as the fire engine from which he hung in the sun of blue heat. Banana, jacaranda, and rattling black seed pods. But on that Christmas night he goes to the other kids, always to the other kids. For each of my boys 8 years we waited, we listened for the Santa Claus bells, but only heard the crickets and frogs of Africa.